I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, there's a lawsuit over the state's video gambling rules. And is Springfield getting closer to that outlet mall near Shields? I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with that lawsuit. This is coming out of Cook County. What's this all about?
It's a constitutional challenge to the Illinois state video gaming law. It was filed in Cook County on behalf of two companies that operate a string of gambling parlors. And the essence of it is they are contending that in state law, it's required that local restaurants, taverns, clubs that have the video gaming have to split 50% of the after-tax profits with the owners of the machines. And then the lawsuit is saying basically they shouldn't set that by law, and the local owner should be able to negotiate that.
That could have a big impact on many towns across the state, right here in Springfield, for example, which has the most terminals and locations with video gambling.
At last count in February, there were nearly 580 gambling terminals in the city of Springfield and nearly 130 locations. The contention of the lawsuit being that if the local operators could negotiate a percentage of profits, the cities would take a greater share in tax revenue. Now, that's only just been filed, and so this still has quite a ways to go.
Let's turn our attention to what is known as Legacy Point. This is where the Shield store is off Interstate 72 in MacArthur there in Springfield. And is there some new development about development there?
Well, two things are happening out there. One, a hotel, and the other one is the outlet mall we have been talking about off and on since 2012. They both continue to file construction permits. Now, if you had to say, here's one that's probably going to happen and another one that might, the hotel has filed construction plans. It would be a Spring Hill Suites. It's a Marriott product. It would be 80 rooms, four stories, and they're still putting together the financing for that. But it does look like that project will happen, though perhaps not as quickly as they anticipated. As far as the outlet mall, they're also filing construction permits, but that project has been off and on for several years. They're now saying 2018 for the opening, and city officials tell us that's a matter of just getting enough retail shops to sign up. And as you can imagine, that's a pretty difficult environment right now with all the national retail cutbacks that are going on.
And one of those companies that cutting back and actually selling off many stores, Gordman's. What is the latest on the Springfield location?
The Gordman's in Springfield is on South Veterans Parkway, and there was an announcement a few weeks ago that the company planned to close most of its stores, including, we assumed, Springfield. Well, in the interim, they have found a buyer for up to 57 of those stores, and actually it would be just taking over the leases. That company is Stage Stores Incorporated. They're a discount retailer out of Houston. Springfield is among the stores they're looking at, and it's just a matter of renegotiating the lease, we're told. So there at least seems to be a fairly good chance that they will keep a retail operation there. Of course, the name would change, and they're hoping to decide that in the next few weeks.
And finally this week, Tim, in Galesburg, an interesting story there with the state's animal testing lab. It's going to be shutting down in that location.
Now, this is the last one operated by the state of Illinois. They had two at one time, one in Galesburg and the other in Centralia. The Centralia lab closed down several years ago as a result of budget cuts. Well, just to give you an idea, at one point, they did over 400,000 lab tests a year, various animal diseases, livestock, poultry, and domestic animals, including dogs, cats, any sort of diseases. They played a big role a couple of years ago when the bird flu was spreading across the Midwest. And you'll remember millions of chickens and turkeys were destroyed in states surrounding us. There was never a case detected in Illinois, and the lab got some credit for that just by doing this early testing. They lost some key personnel at the end of last year, specifically veterinary pathologists that they weren't able to replace, so they just decided to go ahead and close the lab. They'll be moving those functions sometime in May over to University of Illinois Vet School.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.